Welcome to TNM's Voices.
Oh yeah!
It's November 12th on the ridge.
That's right, baby.
It's warming up a little bit, which is nice to see.
It is nice, except all the leaves are gone.
All gone. Winter's coming.
Yeah. But it's not too bad.
No, it's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay, so today we have a special treat for our listeners, especially the Korean ones.
Oh, definitely. It's always nice when we make a phone call overseas.
It's
great.
Yeah, and we're probably the only ones who have the power, you know.
I know. Who else can do this kind of stuff?
No one can just call a president up and say, exactly. You know, hey, so-and-so, what's happening? I mean, okay, there's Bono. He's done it. So we just got to get a dial tone here. Okay. And let's start dialing. Alright, let's see if he's there. Hi. We're looking for Kim Jong Il. Hello.
Are you English?
Oh, I thought I lost you. You speak English? English?
One second, please.
Okay. Hi, who am I speaking with?
I'm the secretary.
Oh, secretary. Okay. We're calling from Canada.
Canada.
Oak Ridge is Canada. We'd like to speak to, please.
Oak Ridge.
Oak Ridge, yes. Oak Ridge is Ontario, Canada?
Yes.
Can I speak to Kim Jong-il?
Yes, one moment, please.
Okay. Kim Jong-il.
Kim Jong-il, yes.
Hello, Kim Jong-il. This is Magnum from Oak Ridges, Canada.
Magnum, yes.
How are you today, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. We're very good here in Canada. I'm with my partner, Tito. Tito, say hi.
Good afternoon, Mr. Kim Jong-il. It's an honor to speak with you.
It's an honor to speak with you too, sir.
Great. Well, we've been, as you hopefully you remember, we've been setting up this interview for the past couple weeks now.
Yes, I wait all morning for your call.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you waiting long?
I'm the president of a country. I don't have much to do.
Oh, I wish I had your time. Okay. I think Tito would like to start off with some questions here. So I'm just gonna let Tito start off. All right.
Okay. How you say? Shoot.
All right, Tito.
So, Mr. Kim Jong-il, before we get into all the current news that Korea's part of, I think we want to start with some personal questions.
Let's get personal with the guy. Well, hopefully he understands all our English, right?
I guess, yeah.
Okay.
Well, first we just wanted to know how old you were and what's your personal life all about.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, President Kim Jong-il. Kim Jong, are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. For my personal life, actually, right now I'm a single man because my wife, she died a few years ago from the cancer. So now I'm out trolling for new tales.
Oh, any luck with that?
Oh, you have no idea how much luck.
Really?
When you dictate a big country, you get a lot of attention from the female.
Oh, man, well, I can't wait to come visit you.
Sorry?
I can't wait to come visit you. I'd like to see this tail you're talking about.
Oh, yes. No problem. I robbed a mini hole for one of us.
What else can you tell us about your personal life? Did we get your age?
Oh, sorry. I'm 65.
65?
Yes.
Oh, you don't look a day over 50, I gotta tell you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, you got any kids?
I have many children.
Uh-huh.
Actually, my son,
You mean your son, Kim Jong Shad? John?
I'm sorry.
What happened?
I suddenly got disconnected.
Oh.
Yeah, my son, Kim Jong Chu.
Ah!
He is next in line after me.
Really?
When I kicked the bucket.
Well, I gotta say, you're doing a fine job, and hopefully you won't be kicking the bucket anytime soon.
Oh, no. I am strongman.
Yeah, like Castro.
Like Castro, yes.
Is he a good friend of yours?
Sorry?
Is Castro a good friend of yours?
Yes, we talk very often.
Really?
About the political issue that we are all part of.
And, and what about, have you talked to him recently after his surgery?
I did give him a call. I wanted to know how he was doing. He was very close friend with my father, Kim Il-sung.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I'm glad, you keep up the friendship and all that.
Of course, we have to stay strong together.
Is this only because you run communist nations?
It's partly that, but it's also the fact that we are good friends.
Oh, that's good. That's good. All right. Tito, any more... I'm pretty sure you have another question for Kim Jong-il.
So I'm pretty sure you've got other kids besides just the next in line.
Yeah, I thought I read, like, a lot of kids.
A lot of kids, actually.
Yeah. Kim Jong-il, Kim Jong, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Did you get that question?
These overseas lines, they're not too reliable.
I know, we're cutting up a little bit here.
What can you do?
That's a typical Canadian response.
Yes.
So, your kids, how many more do you have?
I have another son and I have another daughter from the previous wife.
Oh.
I also have a number of children with some of my concubines.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Do you even know how many you have in total?
I think I have 13.
Whoa, you've been getting around there.
Like I said before, when you're a president of a big country, you get lots of tail. And it's hard to say no.
I see. I had a question about... now, because you have 13 children, are they legitimate children that will share in your wealth after you do kick the bucket? Or are they excluded?
No way, Jose. They are excluded completely.
Excluded?
Absolutely.
Oh!
For now, I write them check just to keep them quiet. But they don't get nothing when I die.
Oh, wow.
It's not my fault that their mothers were stinky hoes and they were offering up their tail to me.
Oh, that's hilarious. I see. Tito, any more questions?
Actually, I kind of had a question for Magnum here. Have you ever had Korean food?
Yes, I had Korean barbecue.
Now, did you like it?
Yes. It was really good. Have you had it?
I've had it. I think we've ordered it at work. It's really nicely thin
it's
sliced.
It's very, very thin sliced, and it's all any kind of meat you can cook.
Right, and it's marinated in something.
Yes,
great.
Yeah. And see, you took it out. I actually cooked it in the restaurant.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
There in front of you.
Yeah, in the middle of the table, there's
yes.
a grill.
Yeah.
But I don't suggest going with any more than two people.
Oh, really?
Because the grill, well, at this one restaurant,
yeah.
your grill... You know, but, you know, you guys are hungry, you're all slapping meat all over the place, there's meat everywhere, and there's just not enough grill room for the meat for four people.
Oh.
I mean, to go with four people is nice and everything, and I would do
of
it.
Course. Yeah.
But to go back again and do it again, do it with
just
two people. Yes.
That's cool.
Yes, but the Russ is fantastic because they got the lamb, the beef, and it's all lovely, you know, lovely marbled beef. And, like you said, marinated, and it just tastes so good.
So
and they
good.
Give you that bowl of rice.
Yeah.
So you cook it, and then you put in the rice, and the juices go into the
rice.
And I loved it. I thought I wouldn't eat the rice, but you do need the rice.
Yeah, yeah. No
you need
rice.
It because it's like, oh my gosh, all this meat and
meat
juice.
You need right?
Yeah.
Not to to interject a different topic, but me and the wife actually were we've selected each month to try a different culture,
ethnic food.
Okay,
that's right.
And I know Korean is in there. I don't know what month it is, but this is Portuguese month.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So what type of Portuguese? Like, are we talking just barbecue Portuguese chicken? Or?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Right?
Oh,
that you're you know.
Oh, are you looking for a suggestion?
No.
Have you gone already?
I think because there's a place again, the place that we
in
order
Maple?
From work. No.
Oh.
Some place that we order from work. Excellent.
Oh, really?
Excellent. So that's what we're going to do this
week. Actually, in Maple,
there is one.
Maple, Ontario, Canada, there's Portuguese chicken.
Red Rooster.
Red Rooster.
Yeah.
We've been there and it was good.
It is good.
It was good,
yeah.
You know what? Really, I think all it is just rotisserie chicken.
Yeah, it's, you know.
Like, what do they do? Add fish spice?
I like that. I don't know what they do to it. But
I don't know. It's just rotisserie chicken.
It is just barbecue chicken. Let's be honest, right?
Yeah.
But I like the way they make the potatoes at this one particular restaurant I'm talking about. The potatoes are excellent. There's that really hot sauce that you can put on the chicken.
Oh, I never saw the hot sauce.
Oh,
I never
it's so good.
Really?
Yeah, it's really good. So I look forward to Portuguese this month. But anyways, we've got Kim Jong-il on the phone.
Yeah, Kim Jong-il is on the phone, man.
This is a long-distance call. I don't know why we're blowing it by talking about churrascaira.
Okay, so I guess let me close it off with Kim Jong-il. And Kim Jong-il, are you there still? Kim Jong! Kim Jong! Oh my goodness.
Hello?
Kim Jong, are you alright?
Oh yeah, I am fine. Sorry, I fell asleep.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully... I fell asleep. But I heard your conversation about the Korean food.
Yeah.
And you're right. The Korean food is very good.
No.
But it's all about the marinating of the meat. It's the most important part of it.
Now, is there a difference between South and North Korean food?
It's so different. Oh. In the North, it's communist-style marinade. In the South, it's Western bourgeoisie kind of shitty marinade.
Oh, I had no idea.
No, it's so different. You have to try the more Korean style of marinade.
Oh, I will then. If you'd be kind enough to send us some, I would love to try it. Do you think you can export it to us?
I fill a big box and put it in a crate and send it to you today.
Great! I can't wait. Well,
if you want, I can put some skank in the box too.
You know, maybe, yeah, okay, sure. Make sure no one sees it.
Alright.
So, on behalf of Tito and myself, Kim Jong-il, thank you for taking the time to talk to us. We really appreciate it. It's always, always a pleasure to talk to you. And, you know, hopefully we'll get to see each other in the new year.
Hopefully. As long as United States doesn't blow my ass off the peninsula.
Oh! Kim Jong-il, I just forgot to... Are you still there?
Sure.
Oh, one more question. What's going on with the nukes? Do you have nuclear missiles?
Of course we do. We have to protect ourselves from the American aggression.
The aggression?
I have the button right here.
Oh.
I'm ready to bomb the shit out of anybody who comes near North Korea, okay?
Oh, well, don't worry. If I come near North Korea, you know I'm coming as a friend.
I understand. But when I see the red, white, and blue, I press the button.
I understand.
All right.
Well, I guess that's all the time we have for you, Kim Jong-il. Thank you again.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Nice day. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was Kim Jong-il, and What do you think, Tito?
It's really fascinating talking to these people all the way across the ocean and, you know, real political power. Right?
Yeah, yeah, real power. That's real power.
So
right
obviously
there.
He's ready to, you know, blow up anybody who tries to, you know, cross him, right?
Yeah, I got that from him.
Well, good for him. That's what I say.
Yeah.
You know?
Be red, white, and blue.
That's right. We got to make sure we wear green or something like that.
Well, I don't think he's got the button pointed to us.
No, hopefully not.
No, no. Anyways, what are we talking about next week?
Next week, Tito. I think actually we have another phone call on the line.
Oh,
Let me just look through my schedule here. I believe we're talking to Osama bin Laden.
Well, really?
Yeah, I believe.
Well, you didn't lose his number in your books there.
No, I think I have it in my bag.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll backtrack, find those numbers, and we'll get back to. Get back next week and entertain our listeners.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, as always, it's been a pleasure, Tito.
Magnum, always a pleasure.
All right, so I guess we'll see you next week.
Yeah, if you have any suggestions about shows, drop us an email at tnm at, the at sign, of course, sureshotmedia.com. That's S-H-U-R-E, shotmedia.com.
That's right. Send them in and send them hard.
Later.
Blades.